The end of the year is almost near, and we are sad, so sad to say goodbye.
But not yet!
We will first talk about our thoughts on our podcasting year. And Tosa's talking to Tick, but we'll be talking to us, and hopefully it's good. You guys will also meet, for the first time, the new hosts. Who will it be? Stay tuned to find out more.
You are listening to Tech Tips with Tech Squad. This is the Covina High School podcast, friend by Gen Yes Student.
First thing that we'll be talking about is the many things that we will miss from being the hosts.
I don't even want to talk about this. Other than the fact that Platt's really loud right now.
I know.
I'm going to miss Platt being very loud and seeing him every lunchtime. Yeah. Honestly, as much time as this has been taken up, I feel like it went by so fast. I feel like we've only had like five lunches.
Like five proper lunches that we were outside, basically?
No, like five lunches in here.
Oh.
Like it just feels like we've done so much in so little time. I'm impressed with us, like how far we came with like the lack of knowledge that we had, and we're still going to keep learning.
Yeah. It sucks that it's barely this year that we started.
Well, I wish we would have started earlier. I'm definitely going to miss it.
But you are already like too busy with band.
Yeah, but like band. I hate saying that because that's not a valid excuse. I should be able to do this because I did this year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be a senior, you know. I don't even know how you did it. I'm ultimately impressed with you. And plus, if we were to do it again, then it would create less time for them to learn.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this entire moving on? Like, not only the fact that you can't do this anymore, but you're not even going to be in high school.
I can't believe it. Like, I actually went through 13 years of, like, school, and that next thing you know, I'm going to wake up and not going to be thinking about, oh, I have to go to school today. Oh, I have to do homework. Oh, I have to do this. Like, not anymore. Mm-hmm. Actually start a life.
It's crazy because, like, sometimes when I'm, like, walking, the walk, it's not so tiring as it is just time-consuming. And throughout the walk, I'm listening to my music, and then, like, I start thinking about, like, what I'm going to do when I get home. When I close my eyes and open them, like, I'm just going to be chilling out, going to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm just imagining a scenario of the future. I just blink, and I feel like just within that blink, the entire walk goes by, and I'm already home, you know? I think that coins the phrase, in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You know, it all happens. Very first turned on these microphones to record a very first segment, very first episode, very first paragraph, or whatever it might be. That was the blink, and now is just open of the eyes.
You pretty much summed it up. With us today, we have, once again, Tosa's Talking Tech, Mike and Tom. How are you guys doing?
Starting to be the end of the school year, so getting busy. Should be the other way around, but it never is.
Yeah, so what are a couple things that you guys been working on?
Oh, gosh. College signing day?
Yeah, we have that going on today.
Nice video for
that.
We're
going to rush out after and go view that. We had to make the college signing day video for our high school. Did our little best of Bassett thing, highlighting some of the programs. What else we do?
This is just as we're getting to the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm prepping for next year.
Yeah.
Got a grant with some 3D printers. Put those together.
Got those up and running. That's always fun.
Building a training for those for our next year's teachers. How about you guys? What have you been up to?
Just kind of squeezing those, like, last couple assignments so that way, like, you can maintain that grade, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've
definitely
been
definitely.
Other than stressing, enjoying, like, these last couple days of school without being lazy, of course, because, like, the second you put your guard down, like, that grade could go down. You know, you only have so much time to make it up, especially because, like, I feel like this week is our official last week, and next week is, although we do have school, or I have school, it's not going to be as hands-on because it's only going to be finals.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no more time.
Yeah, for me, this is my last week, like, ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever. And that's crazy to think about that. So the primary reason that we had you guys over here is because we wanted to know what you guys think, how we did me and Gabe as this year's tech squad.
Well, I'd like to ask how you thought you did overall. What were your impressions overall of the series? How many did you guys put out total?
It's going to be 12.
12. Okay, how did that go? How did the process go? Recording, time-wise?
How have you improved since your first podcast to 12?
I would like you to start that off.
I think that we've definitely improved so much. Like, we did achieve so many more things compared to last year's group.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this was our peak.
Like peak performance.
Yeah.
I think that we set the bar so high that it makes it harder for any future generations to kind of, like, reach that or exceed that in any way. Really, really want to see them do better than us. I mean, I feel like it's more of, like, a child with their parent thing, you know? Parents always want their kids to do better than them.
Yeah.
At least from what I have had experience with, I'd love to see them exceed, you know? I do think that we exceeded last year's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really impressed with how far we've came in such a... I mean, really, it looks like a long time, but it's only been not even an entire year. We just call it a year because, you know, school year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been one school year, and we've accomplished so much. We've been places. Like, we've met so many people, so many amazing, yeah, inspiring people, including you guys, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, favorite episode?
Favorite episode?
Artificial intelligence.
We did that, like, twice, didn't we?
Well, that was a 5.5 thing, right?
No.
No?
There's so many episodes. We kind of lost track of the different topics.
You do lose track of them, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We do. I think that I don't like treating them as individual episodes because they all relate to each other. They all kind of tie in, and nothing really seems individual. It kind of seems like one whole series rather than individual episodes. One of my favorite parts about this series, I guess I'm going to answer your question in a different way. Instead of favorite episode, I'm going to say I liked the artificial intelligence. Of course, with artificial intelligence, there's only so many views out there. And being able to not only talk to ourselves, but other people about this opinion, like, it was just amazing.
Like, I definitely would have to agree with Gabe, too, on that. Because there's, like you said, there's so many different opinions on that. And yeah, so many tangents you can get on with that. It's so broad. And honestly, next year's group, I hope that they can explore more different questions with that.
What was the most challenging thing this year for you guys?
I definitely think would be time management for the both of us. Because we're both super involved with other school activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and trying to make time, you know, during lunch or to edit, like, it was definitely hard. Which is kind of why we only did 12 episodes compared to last year who did, like, 15 or 16. But even then, like, it was super fun, and I'm glad that we achieved 12 episodes.
Yeah, like, that being said, although it was definitely a task, you know, it was hard to do. I don't regret a single part of it. Enjoyed not only doing this podcast, but spending time with such an amazing co-host. I mean, it was really, like, it was something to look forward to. Just not having the greatest mornings. We've all been there. Maybe forgot to grab that apple on the way out the door. Just, like, being able to look forward to this, and we're like, yeah, we have an interview today. But yeah, we're going to record like a segment or something like that. Or even just being able to see her in my first period. You know, it's just so fun to have like your co-host with you. I don't, like, she was forced to see me every day, whether or not we were podcasting, because I do have her in my first period. It was challenging, but just being able to like grab away from the podcast was definitely a benefit.
How about you, Tom?
I like the wide variety of educators they got to interview.
Yeah, totally jealous.
Uh-huh.
Lined up some amazing guests.
Yeah.
What kind of people have you been able to speak to?
Nobody wants to talk to us.
Yeah, educators. Yeah. Within the Q community, we grab some people, but we're really conscious of time and place.
Yeah, interviews are a whole different animal.
It's a different animal, yeah. Getting people on and hooking all that up.
Versus just doing a segment on something.
Yeah.
It's easy to just take out a mic and record a segment, but when you actually like explore the topic, I feel like that's when it becomes more significant.
Hey, congrats to you guys.
Yeah, you guys did an awesome job with those this year.
Thank you so much.
Question we had for you guys, what do you think we should improve on for next year's crew?
Something that we could like pass on.
Consistency and workflow. That's the hardest thing in this whole podcast thing. We really try to be as consistent as we can. 2 weeks ago, we had to skip one because we were both just sick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so stuff like that. But you get the text or you get the tweets. Hey, where's your episode? We're waiting for it this week. If you can publish on a consistent basis like that, and we try and get it every week. And when we did that, we saw our listenership go up and we saw people more engaged with us because they had, you know, that expectation was there. They were looking forward to when we're releasing our next episode. Putting procedures in place that kind of put things automatic, ways to brainstorm and ways to collaborate so you don't have to be sitting in the same room. Use digital tools for stuff like that.
So just being on top of it.
And carving out time. Yeah, but I mean, it's being mindful of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to like enforce a certain mindset mm-hmm. without like seeming too aggressive. Yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say.
It's suggestions and, yeah, for the next crew. So, and as
yeah.
the podcast grows and as new people come in and are replaced, hopefully there's tips from the old mm-hmm. crew that can linger on and it gets better seasonally like that.
Tech mm-hmm. tips.
Yeah. Do you guys pass down your workflow to the others?
We're going to leave everything here for mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
And hopefully they definitely do take their own initiative and not wait for Platt's word. And I think that's the main thing that I'm worried about is that they're going to just be waiting and they're not going to want to reach out. Because one of the number one things that kind of helped us out with like the interviews this year, but most of the educators that we have interviewed only reached back out to us because it was us, the students, reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a different animal.
Yeah. When if it was Platt to reach out to them, then in that case, it probably wouldn't have been as successful. Mm-hmm. So I think just having the initial student drive to want to do this is what helped us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hard to turn down a student wanting to learn and
yeah.
and try mm-hmm. something new.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's why we're here, supporting you guys. Hey, and tell Platt a little GoFundMe account, some nice accords for you guys maybe.
Yeah.
Please help fund us. We need longer cords or we're going to break our necks. You're not going to want that. Otherwise, no podcast. So it's your fault.
Well, congratulations, guys. Great yeah. job this you. Year.
Good job this year.
And good luck to both of you in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on, moving up.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming. So the time has come to know who are the new hosts. Drum roll, please. Meet Joseph and Gloria.
Joseph and Gloria!
How are y'all doing today?
Good, good. What about you, Gloria?
I'm pretty good. How about you guys?
We're pretty satisfied moving on this podcast.
So, probably think, oh, it's a boy and a girl. Two hosts, right?
But wait! There's more!
On my left-hand side, the lovely, the magnificent, the beautiful. Kevin, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Kevin.
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, my God. We have Joseph, Gloria, and Kevin for next year.
And Kevin. Don't forget about Kevin.
Yeah. I'm pretty unforgetful.
Okay. One at a time. Starting with Kevin, okay? How do you personally feel about making it onto this podcast team?
For starters, I really think it's, like, an honor because, like, you guys turned this thing really big. The thought of being on a podcast, I think is pretty cool.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
When I saw that, like, that poster, I'm like, you know what? That looks really cool. I want to join it. So then I showed it to my friend Gloria over there. What do you mean it's
You're
a lie?
You're such a liar. I showed it to you, not the other way around, sister.
Oh, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Whichever. Whichever way it happened, we saw the poster and we're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Maybe we should try that out.
So all in all, you just felt like it was a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
It felt like a good idea.
Gloria,
it was fun.
You should add on. How do you feel?
I feel pretty accomplished that I made it. It's a lot of work, and I'm ready for it. I'm excited to be here.
That's good.
Ready, awesome. Ready okay. to do this.
Amen, sister.
Now, Joseph, how do you feel being a part of this new group? From what we understand, you're not as close as they might be, but how do you feel about the opportunity being able to get close to them?
I feel like it's going to be a fun experience. I feel like the ride's going to be great, nice and long. I'm excited to see what we can do this year. I'm actually grateful to see what we can do and what we can build off of from what you guys have built off of this year.
Well, what are you the most excited about?
I am excited about interviewing people, getting to know them, and seeing what everything's about.
Yeah.
Exactly how Joseph said, like, meeting new people, talking to them, getting to know their views on stuff. Like, that's pretty fun.
I'm just glad to get my voice out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Amen.
So, one thing you're hoping to achieve for next year, just getting your voice out there?
Yeah.
So, Joseph, and we know what you're excited about, but what are you hoping to achieve, ultimately?
Ultimately, what I'm trying to achieve is getting more people involved and interested.
This brings us to our last and final question, the most important question of them all.
Yeah. This is a segment that me and Gabe have created this year, and we hope you guys continue to do it. It's like a random question.
Random? This is the most important question.
Okay, the most important question segment that we always do.
Thank you. All right.
One at a time.
Think about it. Peanut butter pizza. Yes or no?
Of course. All the way.
I mean, wow. Why not?
I love peanut butter.
What about you, Joseph? Peanut butter pizza.
Peanut butter pizza. Is there other stuff on the pizza?
Just peanut butter pizza. Like it's a cheese pizza. Right. Of course there's other stuff, but peanut butter pizza.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I feel like there's going to be too much peanut butter and just going to make my mouth dry.
What if
it doesn't sound like a good experience.
What is the perfect? What if it's like the perfect amount of peanut butter and you get the perfect amount of whatever drink you want?
Then possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
It reminds me of like a peanut butter sandwich, yeah.
So yes, but conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think that settles it.
All right. You guys just met our new hosts. The next episode, they will be starting off. And you guys will get to know them because...
This is an official goodbye.
This is official goodbye, yeah.
We can't do this without you guys. And
you can, though. Well, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Because the second I leave, I don't want to regret this, okay?
No, you won't regret it, I promise. But, like, it's going to be hard to say goodbye to you guys, even though we've known you for such a short amount of time.
Okay, I feel reassured now.
But it's all okay because Gabe's still going to check in.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure Gabe checks in.
Kayla and I want to thank you guys. We appreciate you guys reaching out and actually wanting to do this. We're so happy and so excited all three of you guys get to do this, and we hope that you guys could turn this into something a lot bigger than what we've constructed, you know. We're kind of just made a foundation, and we want to see more and new ideas, okay? And thanks to technology, it's always new, okay? So I want to see something that makes me say wow, you know, whether it be every episode or just one thing for the entire season. I want to see something, okay? Because you guys have so much potential, especially all three of you guys working together.
I mean, thank you for giving this opportunity to us.
What she said.
And that wraps up our episode. Thank you guys for listening in. Gabe and I really had a fun time doing this year's Tech Tips with Tech Squad, and we hope maybe in the future we'll come back as guests instead. And I hope you guys continue to listen in. And next week, we hope to release Kevin, Joseph, and Gloria's first episode. And that will conclude season 2. Thank you so much, guys, and have an awesome day. Music is Our Big Adventure from Scott Holmes from freemusicarchive.org.
This was Gabe.
This was Kayla.
Tech Tips with Tech Squad.
See you soon. Oh, and before you go, enjoy some bloopers that kind of stayed behind from our past episodes. Yeah, the skills you learned today will let you shape tomorrow's future.
Define. Can you use it in a sentence? Wait, okay, explain.
No, I just read that from the poster that's over there.
Okay, I want you to explain it then. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, yeah, like, what you're learning today, like, determines on what you do in the future.
What if I'm learning how to build an iPhone X Max? XS Max.
Well, with that skill, you can create something new.
But I would only know how to build that type of phone. So how would that help me in the future?
No, but, like, you're learning the basics of a phone, though. It's not just iPhone
What
X.
if the basics change? What if technology
What if
changes?
You've changed the basics?
Oh, I look at it, I'm just like, trash. Why do people make phones like this? Why don't they use this instead of this? And then, like, I completely reshape phones to, like, literally smaller than your fingernail. And then you just throw it in the air and it turns into a phone. And they can never break because they're just holographically generated. Oh, my voice. White.
I'm gonna stop this then.
Okay. Just being able to, like, grab that. You know, I forgot the question. Season 2, episode 11.